So what is the recap? The recap is really what makes the devil mad. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, so you don't need to be mad at a human. They make their choice. They made their bed, they're going to lay in it. They lie in their own bed that they made. And so, so you're not mad at people, you're mad at the devil for lying to, they believe the lies of the system. The music, the TV, the noise, the bloodline, the churches, the family, the culture, all the culture lies, the school system, it's all a lie. Corporate system, all of it, it's all lies. So how do you make the devil mad? How do you get revenge on the devil? Even taking revenge is a demonic trait anyway. So how do you make the devil mad? You start to praise God. Be thankful in all things. Love your neighbors yourself. If it's a narcissist, put up boundaries, cut them off, and let them go find somebody else. Because they already found somebody else before they even met you. They were playing you against somebody else, probably. You were the side piece and didn't know it, thought you were the primary. So the narcissist is always lying. So what do? Just tell the truth. Try to win souls. Get out of debt. Mind your own business. Find your hobby. Stay busy in the hobby. You know, the Bible talks about speak evil of no man, and you know, might say, well, what about the narcissist? What about the Jezebel? Well, you can reveal what it is, you can teach about it, but you don't really need to dwell on it. Just tell people what's going on in this society and how some people sold their soul to the devil, and that's their choice, you know. But you don't have to dwell on it, so you just dwell on praising God, hallelujah. Seeking God, peace, the fruit of the Spirit. Your goal should be the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. And I missed one or two probably. But just look it up, Galatians 5:22. So take care of yourself. Manage your own stuff. And if you do, build some friendships along the way, talk to them. Keep in touch with them, and you know, people you can trust who have your back, and let the rest of them let the frenemies who betrayed you move on down the road, you know. I doubt I'm the only person on the planet who's had people gang stalking you and lying about you and making stuff up and fake reality. Everything they say, they don't know me. None of them know me. And anything they say is not true. And it's like, these people don't even know you. You can actually be in the same house. You can actually be raised in the same family. You get saved. They don't know you. God knows the heart. God looks on the heart. You don't even know yourself most of the time. God knows you. The heart's deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? So you let God change you and correct you. And how many people lived with a spouse and then the spouse either killed them or tried to kill them or killed them. And they thought they knew that spouse, and they didn't. They married the person and thought they knew them. It's all fake. The purpose for being here is to seek God. Read Ecclesiastes, the last few verses. What's the whole duty of man? To seek God, to know God, worship God. It's all a worship service. Anyway, you're going to either worship the flesh, worship a creature or creation, or worship God. This is why the queen bee wants you to worship them. This is why they make songs about it. Katy Perry. Dark Horse, Katy Perry. She wanted to be worshipped. She left her Christian home and started making songs for the world to worship the matriarchy, which is nothing but a typology of worshiping the earth and Mother Earth and the animals and the tree. We're talking about agents of the devil who might know a little bit of Bible, trying to pull you in, but the more they reveal, the more they speak, and the more you learn their habits and patterns, you realize they worship the creation. They worship the animals. They worship the trees. They worship the creation. And if they worship the creation, they want you to worship them. You can't worship God and worship the flesh or the natural. It's the snake eating itself. You can't worship the snake, the creation, the fallen. See, if you really back them in the corner, they're going to say that they're not sinners. I'm not a sinner. I never sinned, because if they worship the creation and they are part of the creation, Mother Earth, then they're going to say that they're not a sinner. Back them in a corner and see what they say. I already know what they're going to say, because there's no new path. I've studied this. I've meditated on it. It's all the same path. It's a path of worship God, or a path to worship self and the creation, which self is the creation. Self is not even real. The self is not even a real person. That's just a false construct of delusion. Because when you get born again, you're one with Jesus, and you realize the self never really existed, because every person is per the Son. You don't even think outside of Jesus. The only difference between the saved and unsaved, the saved think like Christ, have the mind of Christ, and the unsaved have the anti-Christ mind. They're anti. And so you can't even think outside of Jesus, because even the anti is because of Christ. In other words, Christ has a doctrine, and any false doctrine is anti, but they have to have something to compare it to. In other words, in order to have false doctrine, there has to be true doctrine somewhere. In order to have anti-Christ mind, there had to be the Christ mind, the mind of Christ. And so anybody who's in anti is still sustained by Jesus, because all things are held together by Him. And so the anti-Christ mindset is still sustained by Christ. And He puts up with it until He don't put up with it anymore. And they always destroy themselves. They're anti-universe. If they're anti-Christ, they're anti-universe. And so if you can get a hold of what I'm telling you, nothing is outside of Jesus, and the flesh mind is not even real, because it's outside of Jesus. The spirit mind is real. So they're not even real. And that's why the devil can take them captive, because they have doctrines of demons, doctrines of devils, false ideas, cults, isms. Why do you think there's so many cults and isms and people believe those lies? It's all lies. It's all a big fat lie. The biggest, fattest lie in the history of mankind. And it started in Genesis when Adam and Eve dropped us down. In Adam all die. And you might say, well, Eve is the one that did it, but it says in Adam all die. Well, explain that. Well, there's only one explanation. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. Eve is evening, PM, PMS. She's in delusion until she gets born again. Adam is upright. God made man upright, but he sought out many inventions. Eve is a piece cut off, being cut back in. And that's why she gets her identity in the man. Even though the Jezebel says she doesn't, she's still looking for a man. Why does Jezebel want a man? If she's so independent, why does she want a man? Well, I want a man to serve me. I don't think so. You got it upside down. You need a man because you can't do it on your own. That's why you need a man. So, why don't you get right and start to be a helpmeet suitable to the man instead of being thinking you can do it on your own? Because you can't. You talk about crazy. This is so obvious that Jesus holds it all together. And anybody who is opposite of the mind of Christ, Apostle Paul, the Old Testament patriarchs telling you the truth, anybody who's against the patriarchy is against Eve and Adam and Eve typology. Anybody who's against the patriarchy is against the Pah. Anybody who's against the patriarchy is against God the Father. You really think there's a God the Mother? You really believe something that stupid? Get out of my face, because I don't even have time to talk to you. Something that stupid. The types and shadows in the natural point to spiritual types. It's so obvious, not even funny.